all gathered at the cinema to watch the verdict, and everybody was in a jubilant mood. Everybody was happy here. I was happy. I know that justice has manifested itself, and the people of Liberia and Sierra Leone, we work side by side to make sure that democratic initiatives are taken in West Africa and Sierra Leone and Liberia in specific.
And how was the scene where you were watching in the cinema? What were other people saying and doing when the sentence was read?
Well, to be honest enough, Sierra Leoneans today, we are, you know, very anxious to get, you know, the verdict, because we took 30 minutes in the sentencing reading from Richard, the presiding judge. So everybody was anxious to know what the last come of the verdict would be. So eventually, when the presiding judge asked Mr. Taylor to get up for his sentence, and everybody was like, wow, what happened? Everybody was anxious to get that. And when the announcement was made, you know, hundreds of people got into a jubilant mood.
Tell me a little bit about your... tell me a little bit about your story. You know, we know that Charles Taylor was convicted of crimes against humanity, and you represent an amputee group, and you've lost limbs. Everybody who you represent has lost limbs. What was your experience during that time?
I was 15 years old when the rebels of the Revolutionary United Front captured me in Freetown in 1999. You know, but I was a student, and I was going to school, doing one or two things. They surrounded our house actually and leave me, and forced their way into our house, you know, got petrol around, and threatened to get the house burnt down if everybody's not out. So they managed to get hold of five of the young guys, including myself. I was able to escape through the window because of the force that went in. So the captain being with four other guys, and we are put outside in front of the house, you know. When they asked me to place my hand on the floor, then I told them, what are you doing? What are you coming to do? They said, no, just place your hand on the floor. We're coming to, you know, wash your hands out from politics and get a way out. So I have to get them my student identification card that I produced to them. They said, no, you guys, that, you know, you are traitors. You come as, you know, infidels, and they think that you be able to get rid of us. So now if you are even a student or so, we are going to chop off your hands. So, you know, they chop off my right hand, and they attempted on my left hand, which I thought hard to save.
So your right hand is gone, and your left hand you still have?
Yeah.
And how has life been for you since that time in 1999?
Very difficult, very tough, and we managed to set up a football team that we have been preaching peace, and we have been going around. Even you go to the United Nations website, you will see me there with the UN Secretary General. When he visited Sierra Leone, you know, I got my team in Sierra Leone, and we preach peace around the country, and internationally we visited United Kingdom, and we visited so many places that we want people to know what happened to us, and come on board to support, you know, the plight of football through development. You know, we're not looking at development, not anymore, you know, sitting sad, you know, crying around. No.
When it comes to forgiveness and the idea of forgiveness, the idea of retribution, where does that play into your thoughts with Charles Taylor?
You know, it's difficult. When you think of what you're going through, when you think of not proper care is taken, you know, over you, and when you think of how the economic loom is going in the world, and you are not earning enough, so you'll be stressed, you'll be dismayed, you'll be angry at any time. So some of these things in terms of peace and reconciliation, you have to think of how this guy is going to live his life.